Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is great news for the Jamster. That's me. And that is that I guess Amazon is going to start putting tariffs, you know, like 145% tariffs or whatever on the price. They're going to show you the price with the tariff. And I needed a reason not to buy from Amazon anymore.
So when you order, they're going to show you the upcharge?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll show you.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, there I go. I'm going to go to Ace now. You know, yeah. I like Ace.
I like Ace, too.
Yeah, they're the friendly, hardware, happy people.
Now, they're doing that for what reason?
I think
to let you know what the tariffs are costing you, so it's not their fault, it's a tariff fault.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to
And then Temu just announced, and you got to check on your umbrellas. They just added 145% tariff to all their items.
Son of a... What?
Yeah.
I paid $85. Now, I can't do the math on it, but I'm sure it's over 200 now with the tariffs.
But, I mean, we knew it was coming. We just didn't know it was really going to happen.
I thought my umbrellas would beat the tariffs, would get here quicker.
Well, and I thought, and I felt like we were playing chicken, you know, like somebody would give, but nobody's giving.
Somebody needs to give.
Somebody needs to give. I agree.
I need my umbrellas.
I know. I wonder how that works because it is a tariff. So when it comes back into the United States, it's going to be taxed. And so I'm wondering if yours, just because it's sitting over there, if they're going to tax you. It's not free just because you already bought it.
I don't know.
It hasn't been shipped over yet.
I have no idea. I have no idea how that works.
Me either.
Might just charge your card. The additional charge.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because I have two things that are out that I haven't received yet, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get charged extra.
Yeah, I would think that once they collected your card and it was paid for, then that's the date that you are, you know, you bought the item, and if the tariffs come afterwards, then it wouldn't apply to you. Only on the dates when the tariffs take effect forward that it would apply.
Well, then what?
That's what I'm thinking.
But they're doing it right now. Temu's doing it right now.
They're doing what?
They're adding 145%.
Today?
Today.
Yeah, so if your item hasn't shipped yet, then...
Shmadil, will you check them and see if it's today?
Let me check tomorrow. With my wife. Hopefully the umbrellas are there today.
Can you see when that goes into effect from Temu? Because they said they were doing it.
This is going to cost me $500 to $600 for two stinking umbrellas.
That's not...
I could have got them over at Walmart for $60.
Or for like Five Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Anyway.
Yeah. Are you looking?
It's already in effect.
This is a turd Tuesday.
This is a really sad story. Yes, it is a turd Tuesday. I got two sad stories in a row, and I hate to do this, but first of all, the mural where it's Kobe Bryant kissing Gigi on the forehead. It's a mural that everybody loved in Los Angeles. Somebody overnight spray painted it where you can't even see it anymore.
Not everybody loved it in LA.
No, I guess not. What were those morons doing?
Idea.
And they made it, you guys, where it can't even be cleaned off. I mean, it is just, they've destroyed it. It's so sad. And it's a picture, like I said, of Kobe kind of as an angel. And then Gigi kind of as an angel. And he's kissing her forehead.
I don't get the thinking there.
I don't either.
I mean, you would think, I mean, Kobe Bryant is loved, and that's his daughter. She perished. I mean, come on.
That is just sad. And they have no idea who did it. So that's the number one sad story. Number two sad story is there is a baby on TikTok. He was 2 years old. He's called the OK Baby. He's adorable. And he passed away in a car accident. And they're saying now, he's only 2 years old. He passed away in this car accident with his parents. They were dropping off their daughter to school. And then they ran off the road and hit a tree. They were saying that his car seat wasn't secured properly. So make sure y'all go to a fire station and check on your car seats.
Yeah, it always terrifies me about that. Yeah. I typically reinstall ours probably like once a month just because if it comes loose or it loosens up, you know.
And did you guys know if you're ever involved in a car accident with a car seat, you have to get it replaced?
Yep. I had to get rid of mine, the one that was in, because little Debbie wasn't in the accident with me, but I had to get rid of it because it's just,
which is good. I mean, because I don't know what happens, but the plastic or something. All right. So I'm sorry about those two sad stories and then the tariff and oh my God. But here's a happy story that you guys are going to love.
Good. Here we go. Here we go.
Travis Kelce has unfriended Ryan Reynolds. What?
Is that a happy story?
Yes, it's crazy. It tells us that what's her name? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is so mad at Blake.
So we've picked our side in this?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
We are team Taylor.
Yeah. Well, we're team Jason Baldoni,
which is obviously
which is the team they're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yesterday, you guys. Well, here I'll let Billy Bush. I'll let him explain it better. Here it is.
Huge breaking news. Travis Kelce unfollows Ryan Reynolds. The besties are done. This is major. I mean, he had to know that would be noticed, right? You can't casually unfollow Ryan Reynolds. He's sending a message. He's standing by his lady. They don't like this. You know what they want? They want what everyone else wants. They want an apology. Blake has missed an opportunity every time to apologize and own this thing. If you own it early and completely, it goes away. Just happened with this kid, right? The coach's son who prank called Shedeur Sanders. I don't think it's going to be long-lasting hell for the kid because he owned it completely and he owned it early. It was stupid as hell. He's a college kid. He's an idiot. But he owned it entirely. See, that's where Blake goes wrong, and I think Travis is saying enough's enough. The longer you drag this on, you drag everybody in, including my lady, T. Swift.
Yeah, my lady, T. Swift.
I just don't understand how any of this between all of these people has come to a $400 million lawsuit.
It's crazy.
That is just so crazy. Okay, I can understand you're suing for $5 million, okay? You call it sexual harassment, whatever you want to call it. But $400 million?
She tried to destroy him and his career and thought she was going to get away with it. She's a very vengeful bitch.
Sorry. Sure appears that way.
I seem vengeful myself when I just talk like that.
Every time you take that shot.
I know. I just, you know why?
You come in here with those attitudes of yours and man, words fly out of your mouth. And before you know it, we're in trouble.
I know, because yesterday, if you think about it, I hadn't taken the shot yet and I was very happy.
Every time you get the shot, you're a liability.
It just makes me bitchy. Go on. All right, anyway, let's see here. It says, not all fire stations have car seat techs, but Children's Hospital does. Good to know. Thank you for that. Somebody says, you can't really call it Turd Tuesday until you find out that Schmidl ate gluten.
What? Because of my IBS.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's kind of funny, you guys. All right, anyway, so that whole thing happened. And then BJ drops another bomb on us, and he tells us this morning, earlier, that all of the NFL teams decided to go against Shedeur.
Yeah, they colluded.
Collusion. Yeah.
It's like that Russian collusion.
Yeah.
Only this is NFL player collusion.
Isn't this crazy? I think we have some audio, don't we?
We do, right here. It's about Shedeur being blackballed. Hello? Shedeur.
They took him off. And they took him off
because... Oh, let me explain. This is Boomer Esiason, who is a voice on one of the networks that he calls the games for the NFL.
They took him off. And they took him off because the owner said, take him off. I don't want that guy. Shedeur Sanders just torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him either. You know, he was on podcast talking about, this is my son. If I can get him to where I want to get him to, I'm going to do that. But, you know, when you listen to this kid talk right prior or at the combine about, if you want a new culture in your locker room, I'm the guy to do that. I can turn it around. I mean, he's very high on himself. And I think he was very off-putting to many, many coaches and general managers in the league. And I'm telling you right now, and I know this after talking to three different personnel people in the NFL this weekend, they didn't even have him on his board, on their board. They took him off. And they took him off because the owner said, take him off. I don't want that guy. I don't want this entitled person on our team. And I don't blame him.
So here's what I'm understanding. He went into some of these meetings going, yeah, I don't want to go here. And so he was kind of a jerk inside the meetings. And then those owners are like, dude, this guy is a tool. And they called another owner. And so, you know, all the owners are friends. Because like when I was friends with Jeannie before you destroyed that relationship.
Yeah.
She was friends with all the NBA GMs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and owners. Because like her and George Maloof were besties. And
yeah,
they
powerful.
All talk, yeah. You know. Okay. And so they're like, hey, he's being a jerk in this meeting. And they're like, all right, I don't want him. You want him? I don't want him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm shocked by this.
Me too.
That the owners called other owners saying, hey, take him off the board. You don't need him. He's a disruption to your team. He's not worth it. The talent level does not, doesn't add up when it comes to how much trouble he is. So just forget about this kid. And they all went along with
it.
I hate that we're in the finals and I'm not friends with Jeannie Buss anymore because you talked about her dad.
Yeah.
Remember that one time you got tickets?
Yep.
Here's what's going to make you feel better. Either if the Nuggets get knocked out or the Lakers get knocked out. And then we're good.
The Lakers are definitely getting knocked out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then you're going to be good because he won't be playing.
I could have just gone to the game. She hooked me up last time when we were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's overrated. These hookups that you get, man, they're overrated. It looks so good on a big screen TV. It looks so good. No, you don't have to be at the arena.
The playoffs are awesome.
No, you don't.
We got really good seats, too. Yeah. You know, owners get you good seats. It's weird. When they own the team, it was weird though. We were in the Lakers section. Did you know there's a Lakers section when you go to Ball Arena?
That'd be awkward when you're in the opposing arena.
That was odd. But I mean, it was like we were like two rows from the floor.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
You could smell the sweat.
Yeah,
I could. I could actually see their faces. Yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh well, I didn't mean to ruin that for
talk
you.
Talk about her dad.
I just got on the air and told the truth. You know, if she can't handle the truth,
well, she told me
she can't handle it.
But she told me, see, this is why I didn't tell you about Kibasa Man Mike.
What?
Because
of that?
Yes, I learned my lesson.
You ruined relationships.
Yes.
It's a great story, folks.
No,
about her dad.
Oh my God!
When he was dying, he was
so sad.
It is sad.
Is a great guy. Was a great guy.
It is sad.
He was a great guy, and they were so tight. They were just so tight.
I know they were.
Yeah, I mean, she just loves him, and so I'm sure when she listened to the podcast, and you're like, oh, and there was a hooker there. I was like, oh God.
Did I use the word hooker?
I think you did.
Yeah, I probably did. I like that word. I never said that, though. I never said it like that. I said there were three hookers there.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say what.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say a hooker. I said there were three hookers there fighting over the guy. Okay? That's what I said.
All I know is my hookup for the NBA Finals is gone. Man, it's fine. Everything's fine. See, it's fine. Look, I'm fine. Everything's fine. And there you are, tabloid trash.
Yep. Everything's fine, folks.
Yep,
everything
fine.
Is fine. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Turd Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how I said it.
Up people.
What did I say now? Pooper. I said the pooper picker upper people.
Yep.
Pooper picker
That's
upper
exactly
people.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, you said I just want to tell you the pooper people. See?
I called my wife to let her know that somebody could be in the backyard very soon. They're called awcrap.com.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. And they come to your house and they pick up the poop. Well, I need a great poop reset at my house. Okay? The great poop reset at my house is they come over, clean up the yard, then I'll take it from there. I don't need a weekly service, bi-weekly service. Unless I have to do another reset down the road, okay?
Right. But right now, I don't. It's been sitting there since September.
Yeah.
And so piled on.
Yeah,
piled.
Yeah. Piled on.
Right.
So I was telling her.
And it was so, I mean, you just said, hey, babe, just want to tell you the pooper picker upper people are going to be going. Yeah, and you said it so easy.
Yeah.
And I looked at Carson, and we kept trying to say it. You walked out of the room, and we couldn't do it. Pooper picker.
You know, Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers once.
Yeah, and Sally.
Yeah, and her I didn't even realize I said it like
oh
that.
Oh my God! It just, I just rolled said off it. The tongue. It was crazy. It was just the pooper picker upper people are coming.
Yeah. Oh man!
It was really.
Hey, it's
it was
a tongue twister.
Let's see if Spadil can do it. Okay. Hey, Spadil, can you do that?
Pooper picker people upper.
What is terrible, man?
So the pooper picker upper people. Yeah, pooper picker upper. Yeah. But say fast.
Pooper picker upper people.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'll have you call my wife next time.
Okay. It was impressive. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I got to wonder that somebody could be in the backyard.
Understood, yeah.
Because I told them where the gate is and the big reset, man. I'm excited about this. I really am.
Well, yeah, because anybody that gets a bunch of, that's why we're calling it Turd Tuesday, just in case you wanted to know why, is because, I mean, anytime that you have, like I have, what's that, those sticky things that are in the yard. They hurt. Milk thistle or whatever.
Yeah.
Not even milk. It's just thistle, I guess.
Thistle.
Oh, my God. When those go away, I'm so happy. Yeah. Now, if I had... Oh, I almost said the S word. Yeah. If I had a ton of poop in my backyard, you don't want to open the windows.
Yeah. I got lazy in the winter.
Yeah.
I just
you have a big dog, too. Like, those got to be big piles.
Yeah. It's a German Shepherd, and they leave big turds.
Yeah.
You have monster turds.
Yep. Yep. That's why we need the great reset of 2025. That's what this is. It's a spring cleaning, folks. And there are companies out there that do this for you.
Yeah.
And they make money. It's part of the economy. I don't have any problem with it.
You're part of the trickle down theory, or whatever, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Trickle down means dump, right?
I don't know. Trickle down. I don't remember what that was.
Nope.
Trickle down economics. Yeah. Money comes from the top, goes down the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just helping people.
Do it again.
Pooper, I already can't remember.
So dumb.
BJ and Jamie.
I know you didn't mean to, Jamie. But let me explain it to you, okay?
Yeah.
And I know you're not thinking clearly right now because you took that shot yesterday with your Ozempic. I mean, it works wonders. It just makes you a little foggy.
A little foggy and a little bitchy.
Yeah, the next day. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, when you leave a word out of a text, it changes the whole meaning of it. It changes everything.
But I added a question mark.
Doesn't matter. Ugh. Doesn't matter. I'll explain it to you, okay? All right, so I'm telling Carson and Jamie off air that I have a treadmill in my garage, and I need to get rid of it, man. I don't know how much my wife or Grandpa Gus, that's my father-in-law, how much they want for the treadmill. All I know is it never gets used, and it's taking up a lot of space, okay?
So they're big.
I want it out of there. I'm just trying to get that thing cleaned out, okay? So I asked Jamie if she needed one. She's got one. I asked Carson. He said no. I asked Spadil. He said no. So we're thinking about whom in the building could use a treadmill or might want a treadmill that we know.
Right.
And I said, hey, what about Powerball Pete?
Perfect guy.
Maybe he needs a treadmill. Because I don't know if he's got one or not.
The perfect thing to do is like when I used to use mine, I would set it right in front of television, mm-hmm. right? And then the only way I'd watch any Bravo shows is if I was walking. That was my rule when I lived in LA.
Perfect.
It's like I have to walk if I'm going to watch this trash TV.
And when I said Powerball Pete, I was not insinuating that he's a fat dude that needs it. Okay, that's not what I said. Okay, that's not how I intended. Plenty of skinny people use treadmills, okay?
And I said, I'll help you. I know you're busy. I'll help you get rid of this treadmill. That's what I said.
So then you text him.
I did.
But you left out a word. You left out a word.
What was the word?
Changed everything. The word was do. D-O. Do, okay?
What did I write? What did I write?
You're supposed to write, Pete, do you need a treadmill? Question mark.
Oh.
But you wrote, Pete. You need a treadmill.
Pete, you needed a treadmill? Question mark.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the way it reads.
But that's how I wrote it. Hey, Pete,
you need the word do.
You need a treadmill? Question mark.
No.
Because I have a question mark.
No, you called him heavy. You called him heavy and that he needs a treadmill in order to work it off. That's how you did it. because, and the reason I know he took it that way is because he wrote back, and a Stairmaster.
I have that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I do have that problem. Remember when I told that story about that black guy's shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's like, how do you know it was a black guy that lost his shoe? And I was like, no, it was a black shoe that was a man's shoe.
Yeah.
Black, but I said it, black guy's shoe.
It's a guy's shoe, black.
Yeah. Right. Black, yeah. Yeah, but I
yeah,
said,
but you said,
but I said
it,
black guy shoe.
It really makes a difference in the wording.
It really does,
especially
yeah,
with text.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people can read text completely different. So a missed word like that can change everything.
Well,
because
I said, oh my God, I ran over a black guy's shoe. And they're like, how do you know he was black?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Which is a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, I can see that.
How'd you know the guy
out
was black?
It's like,
no, it's a black guy shoe.
But that's how I said it. A black guy's shoe.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it. No.
But
no,
you just said it that way.
No, I said it's a black guy's shoe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a black guy's shoe.
Forget about that. Let's get back to my treadmill, okay?
Okay. All right. So
you're missing a word there. Yeah. So he thinks.
Yeah.
Now, see, here's the thing, too. We don't know where Pete is right now.
Yeah.
We have no idea. What if he's sitting at a buffet? Food piled high.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you
good.
Get a text from Jamie White out of the blue. The only text this morning. And it says, Pete, you need a treadmill.
But
do you push the food back and go, oh, man, how'd they know I was here?
If it has a question mark, it means, hey, Pete, do you need a treadmill? Question mark.
I'm just saying. Not when it's Pete.
He obviously wrote back,
yeah,
and Stairmaster.
Yeah, I know.
So he took it the way I'm telling you.
But Pete is puffy. So
here's the deal.
Puffy Pete.
Anybody need a treadmill?
That's where we're going with this.
Hey, we could do caller 9. I'll see if
I can get the...
Yeah.
You know, I know that we joked about this one time, but I think we should have BJ and Jamie's garage sale. I'm not even kidding.
I think it'd be a hit.
Well, I think that, like, we have a lot of crap we need to get rid of.
Do you have to have, like, a permit or something to do that in the parking lot?
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'd want to do it here. I don't want to do it at my house.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. I know. I don't know.
We load everything up in two different trucks, bring it out here, you and I sell our junk.
And then nobody buys it, and then we have to load it all back up. Oh, God, right?
I just leave it. Leave it in the parking lot.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I think I'm going to do it just a little bit different today. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the Steel Bros plug before we get out of here. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, best at what they do. 30 years they've been doing this, all right? Bryant Systems, best system out there. Bottom line is this. If you've got heating and air problems, you and your family, you suffer, call Steel Bros. Get them into your house. Get a free estimate, financing options. You know, it all works out in the end because you are going to have an ideal system in your house, the Bryant system. Go to steelbrosheating.com. That's steelbrosheating.com. I'm a customer. That's why I'm telling you this. They're the best at what they do. All right, we got to get out of here, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else is happening
today? I got to go to the grocery store because Uncrustables is releasing a new flavor.
Oh.
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Yeah, limited time.
Wow.
Raspberry and peanut butter.
That's a game changer.
Right? Yeah. I love Uncrustables.
I don't care for them. We have a big box of them that we bought at Costco. Yeah, I don't care for them. Frog likes them.
I think you've eaten them wrong.
I think
you're eating them wrong.
How do you eat them?
Because I think you're probably eating them while they're frozen, right?
No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
No, that would be bad.
I would not like that.
You have to wait till they thaw out.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right.
I know.
I'm just
saying. Do you heat them?
I don't heat them, no. I just wait for them to thaw out.
Yeah. Set them on the counter and come back a couple minutes.
Yep.
I've seen people try to heat them up, you know, maybe put them in the oven, toast them up a little bit.
Wait, with jelly in there?
Yeah, if you don't leave them long, you can get the outside a little bit, not crispy, but it's darkened.
That person's a serial killer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're nasty to begin with.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah. All right, you got to do that.
Yep.
Don't forget, folks, the Nuggets on TV tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
Go
Nuggies. If you don't have a ticket to Bowl Arena, which that place is going to be rocking, Game 5 against the Clippers. LA Clippers are in town.
Right. So we're going to win it.
We need to.
We're in a world of hurt. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.